I'm Edward Asner.
This is Kathleen Turner.
I'm Mark Ruffalo.
I'm Jennifer Westphal.
I'm James Marsters.
And I'm Jo Beth Williams, inviting you to join me and a company of top actors as we bring L.A. Theater Works to KPFK. Each week, you'll hear the finest in contemporary and classic plays, recorded live in performance with all-star casts. Tune in to L.A. Theater Works, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on KPFK.
Hey, hey, Bing Jiling here. You're listening to Melting Pot here on KPFK, Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. This is Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host for the program, which you can find on Facebook at facebook.com/meltingpotradio or on a blog, meltingpotblog.com. Today, paying tribute to a friend of mine who passed away recently. His name was Matthew Africa. He's a DJ, record collector, all-around just solid dude, renaissance man, and the person who helped me figure out the break for By the Time I Get to Arizona, which is a year in the background from the Jackson 5 and Walk On. He was a big fan of Public Enemy, a lot of hip-hop artists, and so I wanted to play a set kind of connected to that. In the middle of it, you're going to hear a long discussion featuring Matthew and kind of his trademark style and some other things too from podcast he was doing online called Stay Hatin', and maybe a few other things in this set too. But first off, once again, playing music from Public Enemy, his favorite hip-hop record, Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, and you'll hear something from that here in a moment on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Take ignorance is at an all-time high. Yo,
and my brother.
Somebody at South By gave me a Texas Hip Hop Puerto Vida compilation CD sampler, because everybody wants CD samplers when you're walking around at shows all day.
Yeah, but without a doubt.
A lot of times I throw those things away. There's a few I hang on to. One guy, I was putting up some Stay Hatin' stickers in downtown Austin, and this guy was playing a guitar in front of some abandoned building for anybody passing by. And he asked me to put the sticker on his guitar, so I did. And then he gave me his CD, which he described as everything. So he plays acoustic guitar to reggae, to rap, to... I was like, oh, this sounds great. And I walked away and threw it in the trash. But
see, I was about to ask why we hadn't featured it on the program yet.
That's my question.
I hate reggae. I hate it.
It's really bad. I gotta agree with you there.
It's just such hee-haw party music, and I can't fuck it. It's just, oh my God. Like, I don't even want to get into it. But anyways.
You guys and your generalizations, you just...
What reggae music is good, in your opinion?
There's 50 years of amazing Jamaican music. And granted, like, there's plenty of corny bullshit, but, like...
See, my thing is that with reggae, like, there was stuff that I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm not mad. Like, if I was at a party and somebody's playing it, I'm like, okay, I'm not mad at this, but I'd rather hear something else. And then it finally got to the point where I said, you know what? The stuff that I even kind of like, I don't give it enough of a fish about to give a fuck about caring about that exists. So, I'm just done. I don't want it. I'm over. It's just, I'm finished. If it comes on, I go away. That's it. I'm tired of, like, kind of being in this weird limbo thing of, like, well, there is some I like. I don't like a lot of it. I just have to pick up.
Well, I guess for me, it's like, I don't dislike reggae because it's reggae. Like, I just haven't ever heard a reggae song where I'm like, yeah, play that again. And just, like, get this off as soon as possible.
It's, I don't know. Like,
you guys are making me sad.
White girls and head wraps, man, that ruined it for me.
I'm gonna totally break format, say sit up and throw. Just play the most gangster reggae song. All right,
play the
ever.
Most gangster reggae
no.
song.
Oh, I don't want to do this.
This is like M.O.P. Oh. does reggae.
This is so cringing right now.
I decided to move the dirty area. Oh. Oh. It's for watch a man. When's the gun? I'm on fire with a carib. And I'm on sight when I am. Sure, that one a rain can dirty area, me, I tell you. You know, this one call. Ah! The screaming targets is out there, you know? Ah! Uh-huh. Ah! Uh-huh. Some scars screaming targets is out there, you know?
Bubba Rinka Dumba Bubba, Bubba Callahan, you know.
No, no, no.
What do you say, no? Well, I say, yeah. Cause you should never say no. And I would do would say, yeah. And I bet you don't say no. No, no, what? No, no, nothing at all as you would say. Come on down and let me hear what you say. When you come to say, shoo, 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 day. Baby, come and say it in your own way. And when you're doing that, look at that. When you do that, that should be great. Treat you really great. And baby, that you would appreciate. I tell you, baby, come on down, don't you be too illiterate. Illiterate is a thing that you should go away with. You gotta go and come.
No, no, no.
You should never be a fool. No, 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 not at all. No, 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 you should go to school and learn the rules. A little racy classes all around, as I would say. So you can go to a little red place. And so you can come together and civilize. Well, baby, won't you come and realize, as I would.
All right, so question on that.
Yeah.
That, okay, so first of all, that's obviously been sampled a number of times, right?
Yeah, that has maybe been sampled.
So my question is, and this is not me being condescending in any way, but like, what separates that as like a solid, like an above average or great reggae track from like other reggae tracks? Because I'm not trying to be a hit. I just can't really hear the difference between that and any other reggae that I've ever heard.
You're really selling this one right now.
I'm trying to fathom you not being a dick right now.
I mean, I get that it's old, and there's like this song was what, 74? You said
73.
73.
But so, I did say 73.
All right, so you already lied to me once.
Is there a political message here?
The guy is doing some crazy stuff. It's 1973, and there's some yell. Like, there are things that I hear, and I'm like, oh, this is like the 70s version of Mystical almost.
That shit is just raw. It's just raw.
Okay.
But it's, I don't know, dude. It's just so laid back. And
laid back. That's my problem.
Like, yeah, that's usually my issue with it. Just, like, I like violence, angry. And I mean, sometimes chill out, but just reggae doesn't do it for me. Not soul, dude. They are definitely not the. Maybe to you, they are the. This is probably why you are the East Bay contingency of this day hating posse.
Matthew's speechless. He's like so there's so such personal affront that we're not feeling this reggae track.
No. I mean, dudes, I'm not mad. I just feel bad for you.
It's like I don't know. I never feel like by not listening to reggae, I'm not missing out on that much. Like, I've checked some out. Like, I had some friends that were super into dance hall and tried to pitch it.
Okay, so just, that was too laid back for you.
Yeah.
You know, along the real bad man, them want dance and can't dance. How comes? Yeah. I ding dong, I would say everything I wear, nothing to plug out. I would say dancers, all out, ravers, clavers. Everything I wear, nothing to plug out. John Abraham, Homer Mars. Yeah, I'm a king, man, everything I rock. Yo, Flavor Flav, chicken and beer. Everything I rock. Hear this. It's a bad man time for dance, a bad man forward, bad man pull up. Who don't like it, don't pull up. So we sing, say, bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man pull up, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man pull up, bad man pull up. Watch ding dong and do the bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Rap and pop off with the bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. I do from any villa, do
scratch. No, it's a scratch up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Pressy at the kick, I do the bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Watch jungle and the crew, I do the bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up. Bad man forward, bad man pull up.
All right, my point being, it's not all white people with dreads, head wrap, incense, both ish.
Whatever you say, Matthew, as long as I don't have to hear a third one.
Yeah,
your mic's up. Yeah, there
it wasn't important. I was just going to say that's some like proto like reggae tone there.
I guess that makes sense. On that one, I can hear like I can see the appeal of kind of global bass. I mean, it's whatever. Dude, whatever with your Diplo
moments. No. I'm just like, I hate uninformed opinions. So, like, you know, I'm fine with you dudes hating on Ish, you know. But you dudes hating on Ish you don't know is weak.
My shit is, I can't get into it.
Okay, fine. Like that is an opinion I'm fine with.
I can't. I can't learn.
But to say that like Big Youth is not different from other reggae, or to say, you know.
Well, I mean, I think that's a valid if uninformed opinion. Like, if I don't know, like, I'm still entitled to my opinion that I think it sounds the same regardless of whether or not I know the history of these artists.
Sure, but it's an opinion that says more about you than it does about the music in question.
Well, and that's
yeah,
fine.
Like, I'm not one to ever tell you, hey, like, I won't ever say, that's a Beatish reggae song. Like, that's a bad version of that style.
Yeah, because what would I know?
That whole style is Yiddish.
Uninteresting.
That's my thing. Is that, like, yo, and that was the thing. It was that people would always try to be like, okay, you got to hear this one. Great. What are you, like, another drum and bass I met in, like, 1997? Oh, wait till you hear this one. Now you're going to love it. No, this has been happening to me for years. It happened with drum and bass. It's happened with reggae. It's happened with dancehall. It happened with dubstep. Fuck that shit. I was just done.
Yeah, but
I'm not buying it.
But hold on. Getting back to Matthew's point here, though, it's like, you know, even if you don't know shit about a genre, like if you listen to songs in that genre and they don't connect with you at some sort of like physical or like, you know. So, you know, like some sort of like, you know, emotional or, you know, whatever level that you're looking for music to connect with you on, then that's still a valid opinion.
Yeah, well, but that's not the opinion you offered, which is.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
What was our.
Like,
what
I can understand, like, your perspective of it is, too, like, when people who don't know about rap talk about rap.
You know, and
that's fine.
But when you like, okay, just and I'm not doing this to embarrass you. But like when you said the thing about proto reggaeton, I played you a dancehall song from like about 2006, 2007. Reggaeton is a style that has existed since the early 90s. So when you say it's proto reggaeton, but I mean, you know, it's just like a historically uninformed perspective.
But it still sounded like that to me.
Yeah, but when you throw in proto, you're talking about historical like precedents and
yeah, and I still think like you're right. I didn't know what year that song was made in. I'm not trying to defend myself here because I don't need to defend my own opinion. But at the same time, I just still think that it's valid for me to feel or for me to say that in my opinion, most reggae sounds the same to me. And there's a spectrum, of course. You just played two songs that did not sound; those two songs did not sound like one another, but they still fit in the overall umbrella of what reggae sounds like. And to me, that is not interesting.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anymore.
Serge, we're not going to play any more reggae.
I started looking through my computer like, oh, I got to pick the most violent song I have right now. But Anyways.
But no, it's a good discussion regardless, because it's not just a reggae discussion. It's something that sort of transcends. It's a music discussion, you know, at its heart. And I think, you know, I think it's one thing, you know, Matthew, your point is totally valid. Like, I shouldn't be sitting here trying to offer, you know, some sort of or some faux informed opinion on reggae because I don't know shit about the genre. But that doesn't mean that I can't still offer my own opinion on what the music sounds like to me as an individual.
Sure.
Anyways, who's got a rap song?
And now. When my money was hecka small, I made it look like it was top. Put your hater up in his jaw. He didn't want to shake my paw. When I used to push that raw on the other side of the law. When the prices fluctuate and go up and down like a seesaw. Nah, this ain't no hee haw. Clap this shit is real. I slap a buster with the heel of my hammer about my screw. I take a up tempo track. Put some game behind my rap. I'm like that. Motherfucker, I'm a Mac. Hide your back. Once you poke around and get snatched, I'm from the flat. The hillside to be exact. Catting off and simping ain't what this player do, son. It's only like seven real ones to get left on this earth. And I'm one of them. I'll be beast, it's the mani, manish little low heat. The rawest that can speak, they call me Earl Stevens. And now, you are about to witness, I'll be beasting. You be beasting, man? I'll be beasting. Yeah, when I be up in the function, and I be full of that alcohol, I'll be beasting.
Music from E40, mixed by Matthew Africa. One of a number of just kind of legendary mixes put together in the last few years. This one, all the music of E40, is called Yay Game. One of Matthew's favorite Bay Area rappers, E40. And available on his website, blog.djmatthewafrica.com. Still there. And I'll probably have some links to stuff. I might start up just a tribute kind of version of my site, because I think I can do that, just to make sure that stuff stays available, just in case. Also in the set, you heard Matthew Africa doing his part, trying to bring around his boys Surge and Soft Money, but you know, sometimes it don't work, but eventually I guarantee you at some point they'll get it, and they'll have Matthew to thank from a Stay Hatin' podcast from earlier in the year, and start things off with his favorite hip-hop group, Public Enemy, from the album It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, and Caught, Can We Get a Witness, the name of the song from Public Enemy, and I thought that also was kind of appropriate just because Matthew worked as a lawyer and did a lot of stuff around intellectual property and likely helped some people out with some sample clearance and whatnot. In the background right now is music from Melvin Bliss, Synthetic Substitution, which was Matthew's favorite break. Wanted to start this next set off, or play you some things in this next set, some things that that he really hit people to through the blog that he started doing a few years ago when he was kind of on his way out from radio, terrestrial radio at least, on Calyx. Started doing a lot of stuff on All Day Play with the Stay Hatin' and Too Busy Saying Yeah. But on the blog, it was, you know, there for everybody, not just radio listeners, whichever the case was, it was. And one of the things I was really looking forward to more from Matthew was these beautiful edits that he was doing. And so here's one of the ones that he did bless us with. This is an edit of the Ohio Players, Ecstasy, that Matthew put together. Just really fantastic. And I think you'll enjoy it. So once again, Ohio Players, Matthew Africa edit of Ecstasy, here on a tribute to Matthew Africa.
I'm not afraid to
Music from Darling Dears and Funky Heavy Productions here on KPFK and Melting Pot. Show dedicated to Matthew Africa, who had some words to say about that on his own blog and also on Ego Trip Land. And that was the first thing I heard that, and it's just amazing. I don't think I'll ever love another. Originally on the Flower City record label. Good luck finding that. But it's been reissued in a couple different ways. So, for the rest of us, it seems. Also in the set, Hunt's Determination Band, Number One Lady, from a record from 1978 called Get Your Act Together. They have another version of that, but that's the one that you want for that number one breakdown that Matthew turned me on to. And then at the top of the set, this was an edit that Matthew had done fairly recently for the Ohio Players song Ecstasy, which he said, you know, he loved the song, rarely played it out. It was, you know, just so short. That song originally is only like 2 minutes long. But he's extended it and did it in such a nice way. Such a nice way. So yeah, big thanks to Matthew for doing that for us, for all of us. And in the background is music from Tony Tornado. He's one of my favorite Brazilian kind of soul guys. This was something I didn't know what this was. I just had it and loved the song, but couldn't figure out who the artist was. And sent the file to Matthew, and I think in less than 2 days he figured it out, probably because he had the record. That's what I always said about Matthew. He'd deny it, but you know, I don't know. I always said he had every record worth having seemed like Matthew Africa had. And it's part of what was so amazing about him. I'm gonna play you what was maybe his final mix. I don't know, it might be certainly one of his final mixes, kind of as a prep for All 45 show that he was doing in the Bay Area in August. And just a really great set. A lot of memories connected to some of these songs. Matthew Africa plays 7 Inches was the name of the mix. So this is just a little bit of that mix that that I wanted to give you guys. And so here it is. Just, again, in tribute to Matthew Africa and all the amazing music that he brought us as a DJ and on the radio. And just as a friend. So, Matthew Africa playing 7 Inches here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot, tribute to Matthew Africa. Thank you.
don't mind begging. I'm losing all my manhood, but I still want you to stay. Please just be sugar. Don't matter what you do, there ain't no one to take your place. All I want is you. Get it together in your mind. Let's get your head on straight.
Better get on down. I don't care. You got nothing to have. All I want is to just be there. As long as you tell me you love me, baby, yeah. Rain on down on me.
I'm not sure if there was a song that could get Matthew on the dance floor quicker than Pearly Queen and Quit Jivin' that you hear right there in the set. A 7 inches Matthew put together, and maybe last mix that he did, and one that just has all kinds of memories. Just thinking about him dancing to a lot of these, that little step he did, and just a lot of good times, especially in Oakland at the Ruby Room. But a lot of good times for a lot of people who knew Matthew. And once again, just had to pay tribute to him. So much, so many things. You know, if you listened to the show and you didn't realize it was a tribute and you were like, you know, this just sounds like a pretty normal melting pot, it's because there's so many of these artists that I played for you. So many of them are just things that I love because, you know, me and Matthew shared a lot. And, you know, I really can't believe he's gone. And in some ways, he'll never be gone because, you know, record collections, dance floors, radio stations, all kinds of people sharing music that that Matthew made possible for us, bringing it out. And for that and so much more, I really appreciate him. Big thanks to everybody who helped me with the show. And please keep his family, especially his wife, the rest of his family in your prayers as they move forward. Keep us all in your prayers. And, you know, we'll just kind of keep on keeping on as much as we can and do our thing. And music-wise, as Matthew would have liked it, but maybe not quite the same way, certainly not on the same level in many instances. You know, just one of the things, thinking about how much he influenced me, you know, this theme song that I have at the end of the show every time from Dunyan, first time I heard that was on Matthew's radio show. And I was convinced it had to be something, you know, just crazy rare and old, and turned out to be a new artist, and is for me one of the best things I've heard in the 21st century, especially over the last decade. And that's part of the reason why you hear it at the end of my show every single time. It's just something I love, and every time I think of him. So there you go. Next week, have a pretty normal show. Matt Sullivan, Light in the Attic, is going to be here doing an interview and a guest DJ thing. Oliver may be back in some form or another, maybe do another tribute of sorts. Folk Scene is up next. This will be archived on meltingpotblog.com tomorrow, also with some links to some of Matthew's mixes. Oliver, O-Dub, and DJ 11 are talking about making sure that Matthew's blog stays up. And so blog.djmatthewafrica.com if you've enjoyed the sounds. There's so much more, so much more. And I'm going to leave you with something that might be a mystery to some of you. Kind of fix that, and then just one more song for Matthew, and Folk Scene will be up. Y'all take care. I'll see you when I see him.
Your name and your DJ name is Matthew Africa, and I think that for someone who's never met you before, they either assume one of two things or both. Number one, that that's your DJ name and not your real name. And number two, that you're black. And it, in fact, is your real name. It's not just sort of this invented handle, and you are not African-American. As a family name, where does this trace from?
We believe it's German, and that it ended up getting anglicized when they emigrated first to England and then to America. We believe the name was Oferkauf. Kauf, K-A-U-F, is a suffix that means merchant in German. And the first part, O-F-F-E-R, I don't know. But, you know, by the time the family was settled in Pennsylvania around 1900, it was Africa.
Well, thank you for satisfying that curiosity. That's great, actually.